Hey everybody, it's your boy Chris Keeling, your boy, the director Chris Keeling. It's been a while. I'm a little bit rusty. Coming to you on March 26, 2021 with another Geek Cultural Experience podcast. And with me as always, the lovely, talented Sarah the Ted.
Hello.
Also with me tonight, again, is Alisa Wiggin.
And hola.
Chris Matthews.
Hello. I notice I don't get called lovely.
He's lovely.
You're so pretty.
Aww.
Anyways, so because I had originally said we were going to try to do this more often, it didn't happen. Life gets in the way. But we're here. We're now. And we're talking about a current issue among, well, society issues anyways, but in particular, geek culture has gotten hit with it. Cancel culture. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Are we not going to learn anything from these experiences? We'll have this discussion tonight, and maybe you can chime in afterwards. Leave a comment, something we can answer later. So, cancel culture. I'm going to put this out there. Is it good or is it bad? Take it away.
I'd say in some context, yes. But completely obliteration, no. A good example, when it's done moderately, is take Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling. People are not happy about her stance on the trans community. So they have pretty much said, okay, we love Harry Potter too much, we're not giving it up, but we're canceling J.K. Rowling. We are not buying her official merch anymore. We are going to cottage industries. We are making our own fanon, so to speak. Whereas there are people who are just trying to wipe things out, which shouldn't be wiped out just alone for educational purposes.
But didn't a lot of that stuff already run the gamut? I mean, is the merchandising, was it really still selling, or is it, was she on her way out anyway, just from burnout?
No, she's not.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the, oh, go ahead.
Let's put this about J.K. Rowling. She's done a few things since Harry Potter. Let's face it, she's not got the success going on for her as in the original Harry Potter series. She came out with the 8th book, which was, well, turned into a play, which she brought into a book. And even that wasn't necessarily as successful. She's done a few things outside of Harry Potter, as far as I'm aware of. Still not as successful. But while we're on this, I kind of want to bring this one up. She has an opinion about the trans community. We may not agree with it, okay? But I notice with society in particular, with everything that has happened in the past 4 years, and again, I don't like getting political on these. I have my reasons. Cancel culture is, the overall society has a certain opinion. If you don't agree with that opinion, you're canceled. And that's the kind of observations I'm getting. Yeah, they for an instance, they're canceling 6 Dr. Seuss books. I've seen what they were talking about. When we were kids, we probably didn't think nothing of it. But at the same time, you know, it's just like the Song of the South and all these things. Cancel, 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 because it's offensive. But at the same time, do we not learn these lessons of, oh, how we can be more tolerant of other cultures and see where our mistakes were made, so we can learn and grow from it? Because slavery was a part of history.
Go ahead.
The Nazis were a part of history, whether not necessarily a good part of history, but an important part of history. Because they said history's doomed to repeat itself. And even at that, looking at what we've been going through with the pandemic for the last several years, comparing it to the Spanish flu of the 1918, there's a lot of similarities going on. So while council culture, like any other part of culture, can go too far and become far toxic, where do we learn our lessons? Sarah the Ted, you look like you're chomping at the bit.
Yeah, when you talked about Song of the South, did you know Song of the South is public domain in Japan? We want to cancel it here in America because they say it's, you know, racist and stuff like that, but in Japan, it is public domain. So that means you can get it, do whatever you want with it in Japan.
Here's my whole thing with the idea of cancel culture. I think the phrase cancel culture is bullshit because it's a way of rephrasing public outrage, which has gone on for centuries. You had the public riot over Stravinsky's Rite of Spring in Paris. They tore the seats out. Friedrich Nietzsche got labeled as a Nazi, a proto-Nazi, because Hitler used his philosophy. And we, over the centuries, this stuff comes to be classic when people, the outrage, the initial public shock and misunderstanding comes down. And people forget Song of the South got banned in, what, the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
And it was simply, some of this stuff is just a courtesy. People act like, well, people are going to lose their careers and stuff. Louis C.K. is actually selling out more theaters now. He got shamed in public for a certain point. But it's like gun scares, gun grab scares. Every time they do that, the price of guns goes up. Same with a lot of this stuff is it in the future, it'll be a cachet to collectors who want the naughty stuff. It's the same thing with how the mentors got hideously famous. It was actually just a silly, stupid, corny album. It's not really even that good. But after the PMRC read the lyrics in public, all of a sudden it took off and everybody knew who they were. You're just basically giving it more publicity. And I think the idea of cancel culture is what I think what's really going on is we're seeing more rapid turnover of outrage now is because of the internet. We don't have one big, huge thing like Rite of Spring or something like that. We have the outrage of the week. It's something new every week, and it makes it seem like it's pervasive. And I think a lot of these things are just simple tempests in the teapots. And I think their bad publicity is better than no publicity in some ways. Some of these people haven't even really lost their jobs right away. Harvey Weinstein went to lectures after he got shamed, which I think was appropriate that he got shamed. He's an asshole. But people were cheering him on at lectures after that and booing his accuser. And until he goes on trial, that is probably the ultimate loss. But you have to look at this. Is that really cancer culture, or did he just finally get his comeuppance? I mean, there's so many different ways to look at this.
Well, let's take Harvey Weinstein for a moment. Honestly, Harvey Weinstein has nothing to do with cancel culture. Harvey Weinstein has to do with the Me Too movement, which he sexually abused his power with a bunch of women if you don't sleep with me, you don't get into a movie.
The Me Too movement is being placed as a sub category of cancel culture now by a lot of conservative talk show people and just people in the media in general to create a hype. It's considered an offshoot now, which I think is wrong. And but I think they're trying to lump all this stuff together get people all hyped up and excited because they don't really have any way to discuss subjects anymore. We don't have any really deep intellectual subjects anymore, so you label something cancel culture, and everybody goes, eek, the sky is falling. And I think what's going to happen is in 10 years, this is, or 15 years, it's all going to look like a joke, a lot of this stuff.
Well, I have a question. We're parents, Chris and I are parents. You, Chris, and Elisa are not parents. What do you think of, do you think some parents can be toxic with the cancel culture? Because growing up, I remember when they, over the years, it's like Cookie Monster, for instance, parents were looking too deep into Sesame Street, and it's like, oh, he eats way too many cookies. Now they wanted to change his name. They haven't done it, but I heard they were wanting to change his name to Vegetable Monster.
I remember that.
Feed him some vegetables because it's teaching our kids to eat sweets all the time. But this show's been on since the 60s.
Actually, and they started that back in the 80s. I think it's still just ongoing.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask something.
I'm thrown out, and usually the geek stuff's always usually about fun, except for when we've talked about like the shaming and cosplay and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, parents doing that, is that necessarily parents like, oh, because they're allowing a television show to moderate? Let's face it, parents have used TV as the babysitter for however long you want. They've got movies on it. Look at Scrooge. Just to go and say, is that really supposed to be on the programming, which shows entertainment, or is that on a parenting scale going, yes, this is TV, this isn't real? And then we also go into the fact that people in society cannot differentiate fact from fiction. For instance, you can meet someone like Lena Headey, who plays Cersei Lannister on Game of Thrones. She's at a convention. Nobody wants to talk to her. Why? Because she's like the most evil, vile woman on one of the most popular shows ever. People don't consider that she played Sarah Connor, which was a hero, on another TV series. Mm-hmm. She played Leonidas' wife on 300. She's done some very good characters. And honestly, to come off like such a raging bitch in a show like that and be hated, and anybody who would do that type of character, kudos. Because you know what? It's not easy playing a villain so convincing, because some people want the fandom, and then they don't like, they look at Michael Rooker, who played Merle on The Walking Dead. Most of his roles,
Henry the Portrait of the Serial Killer.
Right. Yeah. Most of his roles, he's a douchebag. He's an evil, vile person. I haven't met him, but I have friends who've gone to conventions to meet him. He's the coolest dude in the world. Mm. He'll sit down, he'll talk with you, he'll bullshit, and it's like that. And people can't always go, oh, this is an actor doing a role. Instead, they look at him at a role. Oh, you're Cookie Monster. You're teaching my kids gluttony. So I can't do whatever. You should explain, yes, that's a cartoon. Yes, gluttony is a real thing. Yes, you can have issues come up in health from eating too many cookies. But why are you going to do that when, as a parent, you should be able to say, make it a discussion, two or three, eating a lot of cookies is not a good thing.
Yeah, but some of this stuff is still not new. Look at what Peter Lorre went through, and he's a classic actor. Mm-hmm. He played M, who's a child. The insinuation in that movie was he was a child molester and a murderer, and he got a lot of shit for doing that part back in the 30s. Sorry, I won't drop the S-bomb anymore. And then I remember growing up in the 70s, Warner Brothers cartoons, oh my God, they desensitize kids. They think they're going to be like Roadrunner and put a safe on their brother.
Warner Brothers
and
cartoons.
Yeah, and people wanted to get rid of cartoons. Even my mom was a little bit kind of influenced by that. And then I got older, I started watching Warner Brothers cartoons. I invited her to watch them, and she loved them. She completely collapsed. And where she was getting a lot of this disturbing stuff was from all her parent magazines, or the church bulletins. Oh, watch out for this trend. It'll make your kids such and such. And to me, they're another form of media, too, of they sell papers by making parents overly scared. Now, is that real? It could be. It could be your child is in danger. You have every right to watch over your children. But if you get too bent out of a shape and hysterical about something, that's bad too. But that winds up being a kind of a personal family choice and not a corporate one like Disney detracting or taking out certain characters. And
yeah, Disney, you know, if you're 7 years or under, cannot watch certain Disney shows. Because you can do on Disney Plus, you can have your a family account. But now they're saying if you have a child account on Disney Plus, they cannot watch Dumbo, Lady and the Tramp. They can't watch a Peter Pan without getting parental consent because of certain things they deem racist in those.
Yeah, but the thing is it really is should be the parents. I grew up when Tipper Gore was banning all the books. Mm-hmm. My teacher assigned before the ban went into place each of us to read a book. I still get pissed at the book. I've tried to read since I was 7 years old, Uncle Tom's Cabin, and I still pitch the book. I don't care how much it's worth. And anyone who knows me knows I read.
Yeah.
So wasn't Tipper Gore the one who tried to get Darling Nikki banned?
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. What's funny about that whole thing with Prince is by the time you got to Purple Rain, it only had one dirty song on it, which was Darling Nikki. And it was like, where were you on when he released Dirty Mind? It's like you're about 5 years too late, I thought was kind of hilarious.
She wasn't the one that also wanted to do – she was the one that started the whole rating system.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For video.
I don't like that woman at all. Yeah. These are books – I mean, To Kill a Mockingbird, Huckleberry Finn – Uncle Tom Cabin. These are actually really, really good books.
So let me bring this up, okay?
But she tried to cancel. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Let me bring up another one. Okay, so we'll say that. Oh, we don't want you to watch this because this is old. It's offensive. You're a certain age. You can't watch it, right? Could you not use it for learning purposes? Like, for instance, back in the day, you know, we'll say toxic masculinity was very prevalent in everything, right? Mm-hmm. Can't you take down, like, this is the way life was back then. Look at where we're heading as a society, or look at how... That's not a, or even looking at it and going, you know, really smacking a girl on the butt and calling her toots is not acceptable. It was acceptable in the 50s. I remember Sarah just put a meme on online about How to Train Your Wife or something, which from back in the day, and I laugh because I know that people are going to respond to it, and that's why I laugh.
Hey, could
but
be.
That's the way it used to be. It is the way it used to be. And can we not take that as a lesson and see how far we've come? Are men necessarily as evolved as from then? Who's to say? Again, not trying to go political. Look at the last 4 years.
But Warner Brothers cartoons had cartoons like that, too.
It did. Yeah. And look at that. People are all like, oh, Disney's it. Disney's everything, right? Have you not seen any of the propaganda cartoons that Disney did?
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
I have. Yeah. And it just... Oh, yeah. That's how I'm going to put it. Donald Duck in the fascism regime. There was one that Goofy did. Uh-huh. about losing civil liberties. Yeah,
I love that one, and it's actually making fun of the enemy. I mean,
that's the whole point. You bring this council culture out, and a lot of it's coming down to. And I don't look at Gina Carano or whatever from The Mandalorian. She said a comment that she just didn't agree with something or whatever, and all of a sudden she's canceled. Mm-hmm. I've now heard rumors that going PC, I get why the PC and diversity is going. I'm not going to go on that because for those who don't get it, honestly, you're not going to get it. And hey, you know, I'm not going to hold that against anybody, but if you don't get why they're doing the diversity and you don't see why they should, you're not going to get it. I'm not going to judge anybody for it. I just, I kind of understand, I do understand because of the diverse people I do hang out with. But the whole point is, it seems like if you're not going with the mainstream opinion, you're going to get canceled. And it's a political move. It's totally a political move. The right's trying to cancel out the left. The left's trying to call the right whatever. And again, I'm trying to get off of politics because I hate it because...
But you can't get away from it because the whole left and right is what's really hidden in there is a battle over intellectual property. And that's what's hidden in there is everybody's income and things like that. People want to be heard. And they want to be the loudest in the media. I'm kind of jaded to all this, being the old fart here, because I've seen this all in different forms before. I remember when I was in high school, Alice Cooper came out with the song, Only Women Bleed. Oh, my God, everybody. Oh, it's a mistreatment of women. Oh, it's so horrible. Guess what? Read the lyrics. It's one of the most beautiful, compassionate songs. It's taking the side of the woman. It's actually a pro-feminist song. Mm-hmm. But feminists flipped out at it because the word only women bleed, and they just assumed that because he was a big rock star that he wanted to slap women around. Wrong. But guess what? Over the years, he gets the last laugh because the song's now a classic because of that. Yeah. It became part of the underground market. And one of the things about the PMRC and putting the stickers on the albums... Reed D. Snyder from Twisted Sister, he said after that happened, everybody wanted one of those stickers on their albums because it meant the album was naughty and everybody was going to buy it. And all the heavy metal bands made sure that they got those stickers on their albums because it was like saying, this is criminal, kids. And of course, we all went out and bought it because, wow, what were they not telling us?
Well, so, let's go back to Alice Cooper. Lita Ford did a version of that song, too. And, you know, again, people want to take just a small percentage of something and feed it into their narrative. Feminists and only women bleed. Let's look at things that schools all over enjoy the song and bands go and play schools out for summer. Mm-hmm. Context of the song is it's out because he blew the school up.
Yeah, and was very controversial at the time.
We went to a Foster the People concert, and everybody's getting down with pumped up kicks. Oh, and they're all getting down, smiling, dancing, and then what the context is, it's about a school shooting. Again, cancel culture. I think, and again, saying you're the old fart, let's say what it is, okay? No, you've seen it in several forms throughout your life, right? Same thing here. Cancel culture has been around in different names, different whatever. But the truth is, history has a habit of repeating itself in one way or another. People want to cry, oh, I don't want to wear a mask. It ruins, it infringes upon my freedom. I caught something the other day that the Spanish flu ended up had 10 surges before they had it under control.
Oh, yeah.
10. Oh, yeah. And we're on, what, 3?
Yeah.
And it's a year into this, people. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. Whose right is it to say that something can be canceled? I mean, it shouldn't be anybody's right. I mean, who are these people that are canceled?
This is it, though.
Well, take, for example, the Dr. Seuss. The people that actually canceled the Dr. Seuss books were his descendants.
Yes.
No, but they went up, let's not. Yeah. And then everybody blew up because, the leftists.
Wait. Yeah. Not only that. Okay, keep it. Because I have friends who are on more of the council side. Again, I don't judge my friends for their points of views, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends said the 6 books of Dr. Seuss that they're actually counseling are probably like his least popular books.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like Fox and Socks. It's not Green Eggs and Hat.
This is the guy that wrote The Sneetches, which is an anti-prejudice, and then The Lorax, which is a really great environmental message. I mean, let's face it.
Day at the Zoo, and it's not a good book.
So guess what? You just made my friend's point that the books that they're not publishing anymore weren't any of his best stuff anyways.
They were his worst stuff. And the kids know this. The kids aren't stupid. The kids know, you know, having the caricature from the 1920s of the Asian coming to America, parading around my Asian or my children's book is not something you should do. So they don't read it. So the parents don't buy it. That is the best way in a capitalist society to cancel. You don't like it? Don't buy it.
I grew up, that's how I grew up in my home. When my dad was alive and I was little, it was, we just didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. We knew what to watch and what not to watch.
So let's take that intent. Let's put this under intent, okay? It's the intent. I want to read that book. Why? Because it depicts prejudices. So I want to learn what this was from whenever then, right?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't that everything, though? Oh, nudity in a movie offends me. I don't have to watch it. That's a personal choice. Heck, let's even take it to spiritual realm for a moment. Religious people are always about following the book of God and stuff. And God gave people free will.
Well, they say they are.
Right? Well, we leave that for another. Yeah. But
we've
hold
already
on.
Touched on politics. Let's leave religion out.
So no, but what I'm saying is, mankind has free will. Whether you want to believe a deity gave it to you or it's just nature, whatever, you have free will. You don't like? Oh, I don't like that song on the radio. What are you gonna do? Change the station. Oh, I don't like that TV show. Okay, what are you gonna do? Change the station. Oh. CSI is on like the 18,000th iteration. I'm bored. What are you going to do? Change it. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. You don't want to read it, don't read it. But just because somebody may have a different point of view or whatever, why can't we just agree to disagree on things?
Yeah.
Because too many times is I watch the Facebook. I see they start out in a civil conversation. I agree with this. I disagree with you. Well, you don't disagree with me because you're a poopy head. Oh, well, you're stupid. You're in first grade. Your mom's a goat. You know, and that's what it all turns down to. Let's just keep it civil. Know that what's out there has been out there. There was a different mindset. Oh, we're trying to cancel baby is cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up, to me, the whole thing was about a flirtation, a playing hard to get type thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now they want to interpret into something that may not. And maybe that's because today's kids
are a lot more aware.
They are more aware of something. But even at that, you're canceling. Dude, you're canceling it. So guess what?
More the context imaginary. Is gone. Yeah. It's like a Rorschach ink blot, though. I mean, one of the things when my psychology professor, when I was taking psychology, they gave different responses of whether somebody's neurotic or normal or psychotic. And the neurotic person would see worried things in the ink blot, and the psychotic person would go, pardon my language, but I'm going to go here. The psychotic person will go, oh, it's a penis. It's a penis. It's a penis. How do we know that half the people that looking at, like, maybe it's cold outside, it's like, where are you exactly? Are you seeing rape in that? I'm all for getting rid of things that lionize rape. But you could also have, like, the movie with Jodie Foster, which was based on a real incident where she got raped on the pinball table. That was a real thing. Are you going to cancel that movie when it is explicitly anti-rape and showing what she went through? I mean, it's... We don't have... All of this is the court of public opinion, and I think it's all about money. I don't really think it's about morality. I think it's people trying to hype up things so that they can flog their product, which was dying anyway. It's like, oh, it's so racist, and they pepper it with all this stuff. And there's certain people that are going to go out there out of morbid curiosity and buy it when they weren't selling it at all. And it's I don't think it's about morality. I think it's about people losing their market share. I mean, look at Walmart and Kmart secretly censoring albums in the 90s, and it was like people stopped buying there. I got a Fatboy Slim album from Kmart that was censored. I'm not going to Kmart anymore. You're shooting yourself in the foot. And I think part of it is these are things made by private corporations because they're scared that they're going to lose their market audience for some little complaint, so they overreact. And then people see it as, like, the Twinkies, the Hostess. Oh, my God, Twinkies is failing. Well, that's because they were running their business shitty. It wasn't because of any political correct thing, but it was camouflaged as this horrible liberal attack on junk food. No, it's because Hostess was running their business crappy. So what did they do? They made this Tempest in a teapot, and they got bought out. And people stocked tons of Twinkies. And it's like, disgusting. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
Why have a Twinkie, well, and you can have a Swiss roll?
Let's circle back to your point about business, right? Mm. So I have this theory when they talk about, because I hear my dad's all about, oh, they're going to take our guns away and stuff, yeah. Right? I have this theory.
To be clear, I'm one of the people they should be taking guns from.
Well, you know, you're not helping this case at all. So, but anyways, my theory is that when they do it, like you said, it's money. It's just price. And it's not about just driving prices up, but it's about supply and demand. Mm. Oh, all of a sudden, people take an interest, buy it. So then, we can put the charges up and stuff. Mm. You know, it's opinions, and I know this isn't like our normal type of topics, but there's a lot going on with council culture that makes me concerned, and it makes me personally concerned because it's not like I don't get why people want it. I mean, I get it, okay? Mm. I'm not going to judge anybody on that, but at the same time, I look at it. Look at what you're canceling. One, if say we got rid of every bad thing in the world, okay, we cancel everything. Okay, we cancel everything that has to represent all negative racial issues and stuff, right? Let's say Song of the South, this, that, whatever depicts slavery and racism gets canceled out, right? Does that necessarily mean it doesn't exist?
My philosophy is, if you're going to do it canceling, a proper canceling, you should do it either the capitalistic way I just set out, or you should do it like Germany. They have collected all of their Nazi propaganda. They have collected the monuments. They have collected the newsreels and everything else. And they've put it in areas where their people can be educated, where they can be informed, where there is no bias, just straight facts. And they have said, okay, this is why you're not allowed to do this. And they did it in an appropriate manner. They're not letting their people forget.
Right.
But they're not letting their people continue doing.
And I think, yeah.
So
I think
between
that goes,
the capitalistic way and Germany's, that's the most appropriate manner.
And I think that was the point I hit earlier, you know. Don't... keep it as an educational point of view and realize, look, this wasn't right. Okay, it wasn't right that we had a certain mindset back then, you know, but at the same time, you get rid of something. You cancel it out. You cannot find literature on it. You know, how much of that, how much of that's actually mean, does it mean it doesn't exist, you know? Racism is around, whether, you know, it's taught. But even if you get rid of every literature and get rid of Old Glory or, no, the rebel flag and everything, does that mean that that mentality doesn't exist? Does that mean the moment you get rid of it, neo-Nazis,
KKK,
white supremacy, that goes away? No, what's it do? It just hides out until it can
wear its head again. See, I've heard that argument before. There's some truth in what you say, that people are going to, haters going to hate. But we've shown that if you don't allow groups to organize or build up, say in prisons and things like that, they're much less effective. And you probably aren't going to get the more violent aspects, the lynching. I remember I thought lynching had gone away as a white kid, and then they dragged James Byrd behind a pickup truck down in Texas in what, the 80s? It was supposed to be all gone by that time. Yeah, I get it. That way it was festering there somewhere, but we can't just turn a blind eye to that either. And because if one guy does it, that's how it'll get resurrected. I mean, it's, I think, a matter of taking the influence and power out of it and making people think it's some kind of glamorous rebel thing or something, and it's when it's not.
I would like to see each state that has Ulysses S. Grant, Robert E. Lee, Andrew all of those statues that everybody wants to tear down, especially Columbus, because he never was here. Sorry. History buff. I would love to see them all put in like a walking garden type museum. And instead of, you know, just tearing them down and turning them into horns, have a placard underneath that says, okay, I did this good thing and then I did this bad thing. And sooner or later, the good and the bad are going, one of them's going to end up not being there anymore, and you're just going to end up with, well, bad, 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 or, you know, good, 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 good. And we all know which one's going to happen with certain historical characters. And with, like I said, a museum of straight facts. No alteration.
Some people, though, that you hit them with facts and they don't give a shit. They're just, they want their little dream world. But I think people are right in the fact to be concerned that some kind of there's going to be some kind of form of censorship by the state. I think that's when we talk about Nazi Germany or Stalinist regimes or even old kings. People, we have all these things between, oh, it's Nazis or communists. Well, guess what? It happened with kings too. This stuff's been going on for a long time. Every king, people think, because of the King Arthur tales, oh, being a king is so wonderful. I'm going to build a sword from the stone and be a knight. Guess what? Those guys were religious dictators. They told you what to believe it, when to work the land, when to go to war, whether you were worthy of something. And yeah, so some kind of policy of censorship of the state that's going to determine who you are as an individual is a great concern. People have a right to be concerned about that. But the problem with the whole cancel culture and everything is it seems like it's driven by very nervous private enterprise now. It's not, they try to make it look like it's a something of the state. Oh, the government's doing it to you. I ain't seen that. I've seen more of Walmart didn't sell a certain product or something like that because some people protested, so they took it off the shelf. Hey, guess what? They're a private corporation. They can do that. If you want it, go buy it somewhere else. Like you said before, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Somebody out there is going to buy it. I'm not saying it's good. We should try and drive, have an influence on things. But you know what? There's always going to be a black market under there. I think that's what you were trying to get at with it's always going to be around. But maybe we shouldn't let it have so much influence over impressionable people. But, you know, is this all just a Sisyphean task where you roll the rock up to the top of the hill and watch it roll back down again?
Okay, so I'm going to ask, okay, what's Sisyphean?
Oh, it's, sorry, my college education. Sisyphus was the... I don't know if he was a god, but he was condemned to hell.
King of Cerberus.
And, yeah. He was condemned to hell or Hades or the Greek underworld. Or was he Greek or Roman? I don't remember what. But he was condemned to every day he got up and had to roll this huge boulder to the top of the hill. And then it would roll right back down in, and every day he'd repeat it. It's kind of used as a thing for frustration or impossible tasks. Or even the cause of the working class having to get up and do the same thing every day. It's used as a metaphor for futility. So
collecting
there you go.
Collecting water in a colander.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, okay. And again, it's like you said. I think the council culture, I think that people are woke and they're trying to take it a certain way. But a lot of this feels like it's being stemmed of... With the way our current global current events are going, that it feels like the alternative facts thing. You believe a certain way, so you're gonna watch Fox News. Why? Because they tell you everything you want to hear. Mm-hmm. You don't want to believe. Yeah. Wait, you don't want to believe. Listen to CNN. Because they'll tell
it's confirmation bias.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that
I miss Walter Cronkite.
What we do have, what we do have, is yes, be aware of this stuff. Mm. Some of it is offensive. You know, some people may not see why it's offensive, and that's why I said with people who don't necessarily get why. Diversity is a big thing or whatnot, and I'm not going to judge people on it because they don't have the experience to understand it, and that's fine. I get it. That's why there's people who will come out and say COVID-19 is only a flu because they've never had any stake in it. But you talk to those who've lost people to it, then you know it's not it's more than that. And again, you know, with that being said, yeah, maybe we need to skew the council culture into a let's educate ourselves on why it's not right and be that way, because a lot of council culture, to me, it seems watching everything is that if you don't agree with my opinion, I'm canceling you out. And that's a lot of what I've seen in particular on Twitter. Is I've seen a lot of that, oh, so you think the sky's red, you're canceled out because it's not red. The sky's blue and you're not agreeing with me, so I don't want nothing to do with you. Okay, look, we had our mindset has evolved over time. Not everybody's necessarily evolved, but you can see the general consensus is that things have the thought process has changed. And then you see you see it getting defined in other ways, you know? Those that you would say is offensive could still be going on, but you're not looking at it that way because unless it's blatantly put out, like, oh.
I think you're getting at something that I've kind of had a feeling with is they don't teach civics in schools anymore. It got canceled in the 80s. I think it was Bill Bennett that did it. But we've put, I think this is a symptom of the fact that we put civics into the consumer culture. Kids are learning, and social media is a big driver of that. And now, I'm not condemning social media. Of course I use it. We're using it right now. But I think there is kind of, we don't discuss these things with kids in a personal thing. And we get into social media and we get their raw emotions of just simply reacting to something on media like a schoolyard fight. And it takes place in the consumer culture rather than in a classroom where there's any kind of moderator or anything like that. So people are allowed to have these extreme opinions. And, well, it's my opinion and I'm a consumer on here, so I'm allowed to have that. And the marketplace says, oh, yes, you do. Please shop in our store some more because, you know, I'm getting a little abstract and out there.
Oh, and so
I really think we need to bring back civics.
I want to take this. Sarah the Ted's been kind of quiet. Huh. I'd like to hear your thought more of your thoughts on this.
On cancel culture?
Just, yeah.
As a parent, I...
As the biggest Disney fan here.
As the biggest Disney fan here. Yeah, well, when it comes to entertainment, real value, because we've kind of like veered left on the... We went to Albuquerque on that subject. You guys were all more political here.
And I did not mean to do that.
Entertainment-wise, as a parent, I think cancel culture is a bad thing, personally, because we have a child sitting over here quietly, and he watches cartoons. He watches all sorts of entertainment stuff. You know, he plays video games. And one of the things they wanted to cancel in the Latin recently. Yes, we've got our Black Lives Matter and our racial stuff going on. A cute little cartoon, Disney, is it a Nickelodeon or Paw Patrol?
Yeah, I know what Paw Patrol's on.
Is it Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Nickelodeon. Nick Jr. And they wanted cancel culture. They wanted to go and cancel it. Because of, is his name Chase? Is he the cop?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a dog on there that is a police dog, and his name is Chase. And all of a sudden, because of the Black Lives Matter movement, they wanted to cancel Paw Patrol because of that reason. There was more into it, but I don't really know exactly what was the whole thing reasoning. But when Black Lives Matter happened, they automatically, parents were like, we need to cancel Paw Patrol. And it was just like, why? That has nothing to do with what's going on in the world. Mm. It's just a simple little kids preschooler programming teaching you educational values. And Chase had nothing to do with what was going on. But because he was a police dog, they wanted to cancel him.
Oh, see, so it wasn't just this. It just went political. Anyways, no.
No,
again,
but that's what it is, the race right now. Because of all that stuff going on, they want to cancel out Looney Tunes because of Speedy Gonzales, because of Foghorn Leghorn, because of this stuff. And it's like, why? You know, it's like, we are white American people. Do we, unless, you know, and it's like, who are these people that are canceling, that want to cancel this stuff? What, you know, because of the fact is, it's like, are these cultures offended by Speedy Gonzales? Is the Mexican culture offended? Have you ever heard? I know a lot of Mexicans that are not offended by Speedy Gonzales.
Well, the way it went was Warner Brothers saw it and thought that Speedy Gonzales was racist. So they said, we're not going to do this anymore, so we're getting rid of him.
There's always a mic.
And the entire Mexican-American and Mexico and Mexican anywhere went, oh, hell no.
Because I know a lot of people that are of different races that are not offended by the stuff that they want to cancel. It's like, why don't you come to me and talk to me about it? You know, they're not offended by it. So, like I'm questioning, who are these people that want to cancel this stuff? Is it people that are offended by these races?
You know? Again, we don't have civics
classes. They're the ones I consider, like, Tipper Gore.
Discourse.
That's what I'm saying.
Overly sensitive.
Well, then let's put this.
Sensitive is good.
I'll bring one up, okay? The Washington Redskins. Now it's the Washington Football Organization.
Okay.
You know, for the longest time, if you take where society has come from,
yeah.
You know, you get why certain things were allowed. But at the same time, I understand where the Redskin name team would be offensive to the indigenous people. I understand. I understand that people would, Latinos could find Speedy.
Some could, but somewhat. Not everybody. So it doesn't mean you have to cancel it because of right. that.
I think what some people are asking is, can't we do better?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's just it. Instead of counseling, again, education purposes, right? We can be better. As a society, we can do better. Maybe that's me speaking as the optimist.
Oh, I get that. And I also get, me personally as a parent. Okay, and I know parents that have used TV as a babysitter. Peppa Pig, for instance. Little innocent English, educational English preschooler program. There is parents out there that wanted a petition out to get rid of Peppa Pig because she taught kids how to jump in muddy puddles. For crying out loud. Turn it off. Don't let your kid watch it if you're afraid they're going to get dirty and jump
These
in a muddy
puddle.
These are
people that don't want to watch their kids in the first
place. Well, do you think... Well, let's not even go on the Tipper thing. Let's do this, okay?
She's not relevant anymore. Anyway.
So let's do this, okay? So what about these this might be jumping off subject. If it is too much, let me know. Ulterior motives. Oh, Bert Ernie's gay. Oh, you know, this, and this. Then you say something about Peppa Pig was supposedly...
Yeah, there's a lot of that where their kids are now trying to genderfy cartoons, as in there are certain cartoons out there, like Adventure Time, for instance, and Steven Universe, okay? Those are part of the LGBT community.
And those are geared
towards that. Those are geared for that. I get that. But then there's those plain cartoons that never had a storyline whatsoever written for that. And now they're coming out saying that. And there are some of the creators of these cartoons are telling you, no, they are not like that at all. But because fans, there's your problem. A lot of your fans are toxic because they want to make these characters a certain way when they're not. And then parents overhear this and want to cancel it out because they're obsessed.
Yeah.
They're upset with what's going on in their kids' cartoons.
Yeah, but it's again, creators. Fans toxic. We've had I want to say at least one podcast, but let's face it, toxic fans is a subject we've talked about before because again, the thing that blew my mind away from being a geek is when John Bogota came out, oh, I'm going to be a stormtrooper, and people were like, you can't have a black stormtrooper. I was disappointed in my people. I'm sorry.
Or the way they harassed the character of Rose.
For a community that's been discriminated against for the longest time.
Yes.
We should do better. You know, I don't care who you are out there, celebrity, average Joe, whatever. We can always do better. I can do better. Chris can do better. Elisa can do better. Sarah the Ted could do better. Mm-hmm. We can all do better as people.
I'm kind of still, I like to go back to the idea that what gets labeled cancel culture is interesting because, as I said, I've seen this before. I'll give you a recent one that you will all remember, and a lot of people within memory is right after 9/11, all the Clear channels, radio stations would ban certain songs that might remind people of bombs, and one of them was Clocks by Coldplay. That is the least warlike song. They banned that and The Scientist simply because they were labeled Clocks. And that was kind of approaching a governmental thing. because 9/11 was a very, very political thing that touched all of us. And they're banning songs on the radio that have nothing to do with that. It goes back to what you were talking about, how things have nothing to do with it.
When there are certain movies they would not show because of the Twin Towers. Mm. The Twin Towers were in the movie. Mm. But I overheard something not too long after 9/11, and they were finally showing stuff like that again. Mm. When those Twin Towers ended up in a movie in the theater, there was a group of people that went and saw it, and the audience stood up and applauded.
Yeah.
When it happened.
Yeah.
So
it's like, what is morals and what is morale?
There's,
there was a movie, The Death of Patton. It was George C. Scott after he did the movie. And there was a really interesting quote that he did, and apparently it was attributed to Patton. He said, when morals are too high, morale is low. And that blows people's mind to say that, because they think morals and morale are the same thing. Yeah. And a lot of culture is morale. It makes us feel together, come together as people. And if you have one guy, there's a time for morals and there's a time for morale. And I think something is out of balance these days. And I really think it's the civil discourse.
I gotta do this. We are creeping up onto an hour. Apparently, we discovered tonight that council culture is completely political in every form. So, with that being said, this is the director. I miss talking to you guys. I love you guys. We're sorry that this became a far more interesting, podcast than I said. Everybody
this
say good night.
This is the podcast that's going to put us on the map.
Good night, Gracie.
All right, everybody. We're out. Be good to each other. Catch us on our next podcast. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye. Be heroes.
Goodbye, everybody.
Be heroes just for one day.